IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking old Edward all loud.
Martha Lab, special episode with just Naveen and me. How, yeah. Why is this happening?
Because we need to catch up sometimes. That's very devoid true. Of people, you know.
We've had busy lives.
Yeah, and yeah. Appeasement is not in our books in general. I mean, like, there's an entire episode that we did while we were waiting for Saloni.
Yeah, I remember. And then we never aired that either.
So we should air that.
It's damn fun. At the end of that episode also, like, it's 30 minutes or so. And then we're like, we'll be back in the second half with more stories. And then more stories of Saloni.
And then obviously we had to start... again, yeah. But I have to give a funny story that happened in the break just for context. Like, that was a very weird day because, like, their flight was delayed and
because of rain
and we had just, like, both come back from tours or, like, yeah. shoots and all, so we were like, let's, while we're sitting, let's do it. And because we were having so much fun, we're like, let's just go into second half without them, even though they'd arrived, which was a dick thing to be, but like,
but also I felt like, hey man, like, you know, I get that you're late, you could have told us when you were checking in that the flight was delayed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to wait.
But then it's okay. Bombay ko aana hi tha. And then we finally did the episode. Yeah. But in the break, Amit was like, you have to do the episode with them. And we were like, we already did half an hour of it. And then Amit yelled at me.
Yeah, dude.
Amit
I've
Doshi,
never seen.
Yeah, founder of IVM, my former boss, my current associate. And also an employer because I work on Cyrus's. But like, when he yelled at me, it felt, I almost smiled. Akash looked at my face and he was like, it felt like home after so long. You know, after having left IVM as an employee. Good memories.
Yeah, but
general.
Then we decided we'll do this anyway because there are
we're,
things.
We're
to
good
talk about.
People, and essentially we can find stories with anyone.
Yeah.
If you've seen our guest list from the past three, four seasons.
Yeah. From drunk driving to rat stealing momos.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty big chasm.
Chasm. I love that word. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, it's a good word.
People say chasm, I say chasm.
Chasm. I also say chasm.
It's easy.
I found my school dictionary.
Wow.
That I had since I was maybe in fourth standard. And I found it just randomly lying somewhere. I don't know why it was there. And it was just as I was leaving for Surat. So Shubha and I were going together. I just grabbed it. I was like, I want to take. And then I immediately found the page that had sex, sexual and all of that.
Yeah.
And fucking fifth standard Akash had marked that page. And then I was just reading words and I was having so much fun.
Ovaries.
And then I wrote chasm, so I've been using it again.
What part of sexuality was chasm involved in?
I just started reading the dictionary from page one.
That was something you bookmarked and you went like, my ass is a chasm of...
No, I literally went page by page in the dictionary. I was like, this sounds fun. So I've gotten till C now.
Wow. But wasn't it a nice, like, that whole analog model of dictionary was so cool.
Yeah.
Because then, I think, I remember, I don't know if I've told the story, but my elder sister and me, we ganged up on my second sister, correcting her that tuition is spelled the way we spell it. Like, we spelled it T-U-I-T-O-A-O-N because we saw the boards and everything, like Asha tuitions or like Lata tuitions. I don't know why I went to Asha and Lata only. But but my second sister, who was a little more smarter, had referred to the dictionary and being like, it's T-U-I-T-I-O-N-S. And my sister and I just like roasted her for no reason. Like, you're dumbass or whatever. You know, you're a British, you know, colonial or And then she showed us the dictionary and we're like, oh, wow. It was nice.
Yeah, the Oxford dictionary.
Yeah.
Pretty colonial of you.
We had the Oxford. We had some random ass dictionaries also.
Yeah.
We have the Bible called different versions also in our house.
Yeah, makes sense. James.
King James version, there's like the other versions.
I really like the idea of a dictionary because when you're, or even looking up something in a book, because when you're looking up the thing that you're looking up, you also happen to look up other shit because yours just happened to be there.
Yeah, in the vicinity.
While
I'm on Selavi, might as well just like walk around and see what siesta means.
And then you get chasm all of a sudden. So I mean, that's nice. When you Google something, you get just that.
Yeah.
Or you get some other random propaganda shit that you didn't even ask for.
But I was obsessed with etymology for a while. Like, even on Google, like when the information bar would come, like how a certain word came to be.
Yeah.
Like gherao, for example. Mm. Like, I'd only read it in books like, oh, gherao means like to surround. And then I'm like, but isn't it like what we say?
Yeah.
And then it happened to be that
it came
from that only.
Yeah.
And then that's how gherao happened.
Gherao is an English word as well?
Yeah. Because what? They took it from Indian.
It's
like
an English word?
Yeah, Gherav is an official English word.
Whoa!
And then surrounding. So you, they
like
Gherav the person. Yeah, jungle is an Indian word.
Yeah.
So like so many of these like etymologies are like, very interesting. I like that. For what came from Latin, what came from German, what came from where.
I though came from Surat today.
Yeah. I came from three roads away.
Not even Surat, I came from Vadodara. There's this one train called the Tejas which I hate.
I know, I've been.
You've taken the Tejas. Everyone's taken Tejas at some point to get to Bombay. It's a nice train in the sense that because it reaches Bombay by 1 o'clock, it gets empty. Like it's not too heavy.
Yeah.
But the problem is this. Ahmedabad it leaves I think 6:30 in the morning, which is fair. Okay, 6:30 is around time. Okay, and like 6:30 p.m. I understand that conceptually 6:30 p.m. I have to reach at 6:15. I have to find my shit. I have to sit down. Vadodara it leaves at 7:59 a.m. Sorry, not p.m. a.m. 7:59. I have missed this train because in my head 7:59 was 8. Because the railway takes itself very seriously. So 7:59, matlab 7:59 hi hilta hai wo.
Correct, yeah.
And I reached at 7:59 thinking I still had the minute and I would run. Yeah. Fucking went, dude. So sad. Today also we almost missed the train.
Oh, shit. Then? Yeah.
Then we didn't. Then nice. Kunal Rao joined us in the train. It was quite fun.
How?
Because he was coming from Surat. He had a show in Surat. By the way, if you're a person that watches live comedy, I think this is the, one of the greatest times to be a watcher of live comedy if you have the money for it. Because everybody is on tour everywhere all the time. It's like, you know, early 2020 peak comedy vibes. You know, sab log live kar rahe hain.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And each city I go to, there's somebody else live on the same night. And everybody seems to be selling tickets, so it feels nice. It feels nice.
Yeah, but now we have to compete with movie tickets, man. They're 75 rupees.
Yeah, we do. Not now. Only one ticket. One day it was 75. But quite the revealing thing, huh?
Yeah, everybody went.
Panchoter kiya aur sab log chale gaye. I thought it was the movies were bad, but it turns out it's all the inflation.
Yeah, because that's like extra standard of living choice now. Like for a long time in the pandemic and post also, I just did not go for movies because I couldn't afford it for a while because we were like writing and doing comedy and then nothing was happening. So it just was a conscious decision to like, you know, like we cut down even like the subscriptions we had, like, you know, like fucking Hulu went and like Eros Now. Like we were like subscribed to Epic and all, like which is like not even, yeah, 99 rupees.
Watch?
Epic had some good shit, yeah.
Okay.
Like a lot of food shows and all.
Nothing epic, huh?
Nothing. There was some epic stuff also, but like I think they ran out of it also. Money and epicness. So then we were subscribed to that. So all of those shit had to go. Sony Live and all of that. Just like name dropping whatever brands. But then now it's good again.
Yeah.
You know, so like that whole period of not having things, you acclimatize to yourself, like, you know, whatever, like back to the ships, as they say. my mates.
Too quickly, I feel. Nobody's acknowledging only all the crazy shit that happened over the last couple of years.
Yeah. And but like now when I went back to the movies, like it's fairly nice. Like, you know, when you can afford to.
Yeah.
It's a nice experience. You buy
nice.
Popcorn or like you just
that
like,
is the hard part, I feel. I'm happy until the ticket. You know what I mean? Even when I go to Chubo, I try to encourage her to eat before.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Let's go to a real place that has real food and eat and probably cost the same. But it's real food, like that is the real. Like it's not just like popcorn that you don't know whether it's now ka or day old or.
Yeah.
And the sandwich ka andar ka tomato has done suicide thrice and.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
It's become ketchup on its own.
Yeah.
But you know my partner, right?
Yeah.
You know my partner, I know my partner. So Abhi, for all the love and care that he offers, is also one of the people who loves this like idea of eating in the theater, you know? And just like, I'll be watching a very serious movie and there's like scrunch, crunch, crunch happening next to me. And then he passes out also. It's cute. He's got his own vibe going for the theater. I'm going for my own experience. I'm for a movie, whatever. So I do this thing where I'm just like, I'm booking the movie tickets. Like my Darya Dili goes to the movie tickets.
Yeah.
Because then you come for the food.
Yeah.
And knowing him, he'll order more than what he wants to eat.
Yeah.
So now it's his headache to pay for whatever extra he, you know. So those are little things that we have to do in winning relationships.
Yeah. How have you been? It's been a while. Last time I came to house, you slept only.
Yeah.
He slept and then he woke up for a haircut. And then I left because he had a haircut.
Yeah, it was very awkward, yeah.
It was awkward.
You just chill with Abhi.
It was just home scenes.
Yeah. I told you, like, I'm crashing because, like, I just done, back-to-back shoots and all.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to, like, pass out for a bit because also my mom was not well.
Yeah.
So, how have you been, ka question? I have not been able to answer only until now because I was on a 15-day sked shooting across two different cities with two different, very different atmospheres. Like one was Imphal, which is just like serene and like thin, beautiful air.
Hmm.
It's like, oh man, like everything was good over there. Like, you know, the greenery and the greens in all aspects. Pork was there and all that. Yeah. But like through that process, I ate so much pork and beef because okay to eat beef in Imphal so far. Despite being a BJP state, which is also, you know.
But in Imphal, as in, I think, several other states where there is beef is legal and there is BJP, the Imphal BJP government has been like, nahin, nahin, hum log, kuch nahin hone wala, beef, aise kaise beef
jaye. Khao na, that's what, so that's what I'm saying. When in Rome, right?
Yeah.
So, the, I was going to say something very nasty, but I'm not going to say
when it. In Rome, do Caesar.
Yeah, salad, toss him. Anyways, so then... So then, like, my stomach, after 4 days of eating all the great food, was just like, hey, you know, I'm a break now.
Abhi chawal do.
Abhi kuch acha, matlab, anything wholesome, but like naga curry, right? Like, which is spicy and like... So then, I just went with that constipation scenes, you know, surviving that to Delhi. And then having to sacrifice good food in Delhi also to an extent.
How? Why?
Because, like, it was just bad. Because, like, I had to recover from it, right? Like,
right.
It took, like, at least 5 days for just my stomach bowels to be normal.
Yeah.
Like, I was so bad at the set where I'm like, not set, but like the shoot location where I'm like, hey, get the car for me. I think I have to shit. And then drive me to the hotel 10 minutes away so I can just like peacefully shit, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe not soil myself.
Do you ever time a smoke according to whether or not you think you'll have to shit after?
With smokes, it's never happened for me, but with coffee, it immediately happens.
Yeah.
It's just like coffee, like half the mug has gone, my stomach's like, hey, get ready to like, have the last sip as you fucking run to the toilet, right? And these are things that happen to you while you're like on this side of your whatever, 20s. Mm-hmm. Now I'm 30, I can't even say it.
Sorry.
You're still in your late 20s. Almost there, almost there. Yeah.
10 months to go.
Yeah, just like, then you wait for it, Maharaj. you know. So that happened. And then like finally, Chetna, who's our friend from Delhi, she like actually called me over for home cooked food.
Lovely.
And it was just like dal rice and papad and achar. And I was like, thank God for friends in all these cities that we have found like family, right?
Yeah.
Because how much of that rolling lunch and just like ya ka paratha leke aao, ya ka wo leke aao, ya ka...
Kachra hi ho jata hai, basically.
And you're basically just doing that only. Like everybody who was on the set at some point felt sick or something. And Delhi is one of those cities that just like brings sickness with the air itself. And you just like, if you just like look at a producer and you understand why he came here. It's to escape.
He was balding there. Now his hair is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lushness.
Yeah.
So all of that, and then when I came back, I couldn't even properly register that I have to go to a doctor. Probably I have IBS at this point.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. And then my mom had like the surgery the very next day, which is the gallbladder removal thing.
Yeah.
So
important though. Did you keep the stones?
We have 14 stones. Very
14 stones.
Yeah. Yeah. But it not gotten so bad. But then it was a preemptive method.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of removing it. And
but you gotta now. You know, she has to do the food thing, right?
Yeah.
Like she has to eat at the same time every day. Types.
Doctors given her till Christmas to not eat anything spicy or non-vegetarian.
Yeah.
Which is just going to kill her as a Catholic woman. But because she just like cooks for us and looks at us eat food. So she felt really bad in that she feels bad for her having gone for an operation that her husband and me, her son, who were taking care of her, did not have good food to eat. And I'm like, but that does not, that's such a motherly thing to worry about. And then she had an episode which was very funny, which I wanted to like build up to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was like my sister and I waiting outside the operation theater, right? And they're like, okay, it's going to be an hour for her because she's diabetic.
Yeah.
And my mom has not seen me for like around 20 days since I've gone for shoots and before that. Last she seen me on my birthday and the next thing she'd seen me after being anesthetized and put on the bed to be taken for the surgery. So she sees me and then like my sister goes down to do the billing and stuff or whatever to preempt for the bill. I'm there going with her to the lift and everything and she just like starts crying. Just like tears are flowing and all that. And she's under sort of, she's still like not fully conscious.
Yeah.
Right? So my mom's kind of under at that point. And she goes into the surgery thing and then they're like, we've not started yet because her pressure is very high. And there was a Christian nurse in there who was talking to her like in the Christianly manner. I don't know. She was Mallu and my mom was Mangalorean. I don't know what communication they had, but she came and told my sister that ki beta hai na unko dukh ho raha hai. And I'm like, what did I do? Like I showed up. Why is she sad? She's like, not like that. Like she's just like happy that you showed up, but she doesn't know how to process it right now because there's so many drugs in her system. And then then like then
yeah, drugs na.
Yeah, then after like 45 minutes operation ho gaya, then after 20 minutes of that,
yeah,
we got to see her. Yeah. She was like still a little like under the, you know, drugs and all. So she was like, they were like, okay, after one more hour when she's a little more stable, we'll bring her out. Okay. Yeah. So then we, my sister and I waited, and this whole period basically meant that my sister and I, who are like 11 years apart from each other with like entirely different lifestyles,
yeah,
had to just like have a conversation about different things, which is just like, no.
Yeah.
But you have to sometimes, you know, you have to. What is the common ground over here that a mother's
your,
sick, right?
Your, yeah, and your collected trauma of your childhood.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a chai and then like sneak out, have a smoke and come back. And then use every sanitizer possible to sanitize your mouth and your hands and everything. So your older sister doesn't smell, whatever. She might just listen to this, but I don't know. My life. This celebrity life, man. So now the last part of the story is left. So then finally, after like 3 hours of having waited outside the operation theater, she comes out, my mom, and she looks at my sister and I, and she says, what happened? Doctor never came only. She was so out of it that all she thinks was she was taken inside and brought out. No pain, nothing, just like zero consciousness of everything that transpired.
How great is modern medicine, dude?
Exactly, dude. And I was like, I looked at the doctor for a second, I'm like, I'm going to have what she's having.
Yeah. Imagine like this same scenario 100 years ago. You're yeah, like, your mom would be given some whiskey and like a fucking bone saw.
Yeah, auntie, like, cut lo. Bite on it at the same time. Oh man.
Oh man. Oh, but parents going into surgery is always like stressful, dude. Like my dad had a tumor and he never told me, dude. He told me the day they removed it. He had a fucking giant ass benign tumor that was going at his heart.
Oh, fuck.
It was eating through the flesh and going to his heart. And he tells me the night before the surgery, ki kal tu free hai kya? I'm like, why would you not tell me? And I think this is the thing, right? Like they constantly feel more and more guilty that their kids have to take time out to take care of them.
Yeah.
Like, it must be a very weird feeling, right? Because, like, it's there in their head, it's like, dude, I used to hold you in my hands. You know, you're not supposed to be the one taking care of me.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of that because, like, my mom was very vulnerable after the surgery because then, like, the drugs eventually wore off and then the pain came. And then, like, they were like, you know, you have to pass urine on your own, apparently.
Hmm.
Like, you, at some point, you have to get up and go to the toilet. Like, first night, it was a bedpan situation. But by second day, we were like, you know, like, it's kind of weird where you have to, like, take your mom to the bathroom, hold her.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, you've always seen her as a stronghold of sorts. And now it's, like, she's not that. And then immediately you become more stronger by that.
Yeah.
And hence, to answer your question, how have I been? I haven't had time to process any of that. Before. Yeah. It's just been this. There was construction happening at the hospital in the next room. While she's recuperating.
How can you? That's so stupid.
It's logically just like doesn't make sense in a hospital of all places where we booked like a special ward for her, where we're paying like close to a lakh for this kind of comfort
and
for our
couldn't
mother.
And move her to a bajuka room or some shit?
No, all the rooms were booked out. Wow. And then they had this one room and like bajume. And then the argument is that they are modifying more rooms to make it double bedded so more people can accommodate the AC rooms.
Yeah.
Post-COVID, this has been their norm.
Yeah.
So while I empathize with their situation, but then close the entire hospital down, man, I don't care. It's my mom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care. It's my mother that you're annoying and me included because I'm watching over her. And I can only imagine that how like drilling and knocking with a hammer something down is not cute after surgery, for example, right?
Yeah.
So they wouldn't listen to me, man. I'm standing outside, I'm being like nice and please, can you stop this? Can you check on this? Or we'll go and ask them. We'll ask the construction workers if they feel like stopping, you know, while your mom is recuperating. So then I threw the biggest fit I had ever imagined. Like, I'm not that, you know, I'll try to sort things out like normal way. But oh my God, I was so pissed that day. And there were doctors talking to like, so this hospital is like one of those Hare Krishna hospitals.
Right.
Like, you know, my immediate guilt with like going to a hospital where this is an okay thing to be. Like, you know, in the Holy Family or like any of these hospitals where like religion and science mingle, it's just like, it's not for me. I'd rather watch Sanjeevani, you know, where this romance happening and they're fucking on dead bodies. I would have that than this shit, right?
Yeah.
So like some like religious priest type guys talking to the doctor and they're ignoring the fact that this is happening. So I looked at him, you're a doctor, you're a medical practitioner. Do you think this is okay for a patient? He's like, no, no, no. And then he grabbed onto his stethoscope even harder to prove that he's a doctor and he cares. And then they shut it down.
Yeah.
So, like, at least a day or two.
Good only.
I was just like, this is not happening. Yeah. Same thing happened in Delhi, man, in a hotel. Like a hotel room, 12:30 in the night, oh, I'm winding down. Okay, I've seen my last YouTube video, I'm winding down. And it's just like, tuck, tuck, tuck at 12:30. I call the reception, I'm like, bro, what's happening? It's like, it's not happening in a hotel. I'm like, duh. But like, all the houses in Delhi are like fucking bumped to each other. Yeah. Right? Like, just like, baju wale ko bolna jaake. They're like, ki unka construction chal raha hai. And I'm like,
oh. Raat ko? Yeah. Deed baje kaise chal raha hai?
Dude, from 12:30 to 1, all of
He's
the
He's making a secret meth lab.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. There's no other.
All I'm asking is for you to share some of it. Instead of just like, icing me out, you know, literally. So then it went on. Like, one. It went on when we finally had just like put headphones in and sleep.
Yeah. Nothing else you can do.
Just dirty things. It's like construction has found its way. Yeah.
I've had many nightmarish. You know, there's this one point that often happens sometimes on tour where you are still high on the adrenaline and the energy of the day.
Yeah.
And you know you have to sleep. You have to sleep because next day you have to take the fucking next train or next flight. And it's like, you're just like, hoping that you can somehow bring yourself to fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, and it just doesn't happen. And it's like this nightmarish cycle where you're like, oh fuck, abhi 4 ghanta baki hai. Oh fuck, abhi 3 ghanta baki hai.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're like, abhi to nahi hone wala
hai. What is even the point?
Yeah. And then next day Akash tells me the point. Because everything hurts.
Yeah.
That is the problem with getting older. If you're in your early 20s, enjoy it while it lasts. Because the minute you're crossing 27, 28, everything will hurt. And then you'll be like, why? But why? Because I'm not fit. That's why. But
yeah, just like Abhi and I have like two pillows for our bed. Like two each. One is a bigger pillow and one is a smaller pillow. Some people say put a harder pillow and a softer pillow.
Yeah.
We can't afford those kind of luxuries. We just have like two pillows that we have over time flattened by sleeping on it. Like one of those things like where I'm like every morning I wake up with a crick in my neck. Like it's a bit like, okay, and I'm like, what's been happening? Then Abhi took a photo last and showed it to me. It's my fucking cat, dude. Every night she starts over here with my armpit, then crawls away to here, and then by the morning time, because she's so uncomfortable on my fucking shoulder sleeping with all the weight, she goes on the pillow and then pushes me downwards. So I accommodate and I go down, so only my disposable scalp is on the pillow. Rest, this bitch has taken over. And that's why I wake up with a pain in my neck every morning and I'm like, Jesus. Like, what have I ever done wrong to this cat? Yeah. I've only given her comfort. And there are like, if you see my house, right, every possible surface is turned into a cat bed for them. But still.
Everything but she loves you.
She loves me. That drill, no, where like, and everywhere I go, I'm carrying your love with me.
Yeah.
I'm carrying your love with me. And that's kind of true. Like, I'll be in a different part of the country and my cat's hair I find. I'll get emotional. And I'm like, oh, yeah, jinx ka hai because it's black, or it's quill, it's white, it's brown, it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's whatever, the new one. The new cat is whatever only. He's just there. He just ruins my house. And we have like three older cats. So at this point, we don't give a shit. This is Ronak Rajani rescued him and I just kind of kept him.
Just kept foster ke naam pe adopt kar liya isne.
Because Abhi was like, you didn't give me a birthday present, so I'm like, okay, keep him, I guess.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Because he's too cute, dude.
But that's a birthday present you're gonna pay for years. Because
let's see, he has those tendencies where he wants to jump out from 15 floors. So, you know, I'll give him a good life until he kind of like gives up.
Yeah, that's what happened with Siddhesh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Cats are just dumb like that.
Cats are kind
of
dumb.
So many of my friends have the same stories. Window khula rakh gaya, wo gaya pigeon ke piche. तो पहुंच गया
सिद्धेश का तो खिड़की भी नहीं खुला था ब्रो नेट वेट था बालकनी में उसने नेट फाड़ा पूरा एंड देन शी जंप्ड आउट लाइक व्हाट अ प्लान्ड फकिंग थिंग डूड आई कांट डू मच अबाउट इट दिस टूर हैज बीन नाइस आई मेड अ लॉट ऑफ फन एनिमल्स ऑन दिस टूर
एनिमल्स
या वी ड्रोव टू Jamnagar first, right? And then on the way to Jamnagar, we took a detour.
Wait, this is the existence of a Jamnagar suggests there's a Butternagar somewhere in Gujarat. Sorry.
All of Gujarat is Butternagar, bro.
That's true. Yeah,
this is a tweet. So there's this place called Lothal, which is like a Harappan Valley civilization site, okay? And it's like an ancient,
remains.
Yeah, and you know the Harappan civilization, they were there and then one day they just fucked off.
You think I don't know Harappa and Mohenjo-daro?
And it's more for the listeners.
Yeah.
But the two places, and we don't know where they went. Some people think they all died, some people think they all left.
Some people think they're all extras in
Brahmastra.
Ashutosh Gowarikar is Mohenjo-daro.
So, we went to Lothal. And this is a common theme you'll find in a lot of central government-controlled museums right now, where all of them are under renovation and have been for the last 3 years.
Yeah, because they can't match with the construction.
No, because the funds have never been released only. So, they've been shut for renovation, but renovation has not started in most places. So, we went to the site, the actual site. Saw everything, maja aaya ye wo. The number of animals I've seen made me happy and sad. Because I should not get this excited when I see a mongoose. It should not be such a rare occurrence living in this subcontinent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw a turtle. I saw this thing. I saw lots of very human-friendly squirrels and all.
Mm.
I saw a monitor lizard.
Wow.
I was just like, fuck it. And I'm tripping. I'm driving. I've been driving for a while on bad roads. And she was like, what happened to you?
The
I'm like,
this is a monitor lizard. sorry.
But such joy, dude. Such joy. Like, I was just wow. Koi bhi janwar dikha do chalega.
It's so nice, no?
I see bakris and I get damn. Dude, the buffaloes I've seen on this trip. My God. I love a good buffalo. Okay. I don't know if you know this about me.
I love buffaloes.
I love a good buffalo. They are beautiful, majestic creatures.
Their curvature is so like, you know, like very Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. And the horns going around like full fashion.
Yeah. And then the way they don't care about the shit on their ass.
Oh man,
it's just a cake of like layers of this, like, and I don't know, people might not know this about me, but I love the smell of cow dung or just like the whole cattle dung aroma. It's amazing. They eat grass. They eat grass and they smoke weed. No, they eat grass and then they poop grass. Yeah. And it's just like, it's like nice little sweet smelling.
Semi petrichor wala feel wala
smell.
As
a child, like when I used to go to Mangalore, my grandpa used to like have, he was a you know, milkmaid.
I'm just imagining a very old Mangalorean man in a skirt.
I don't know what the term is for. What a gender neutral term for milkman.
Milkman.
We're not a milkman per se. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
he was a milker.
R.I.P. Grandpa. yeah, he used to milk cows and buffaloes.
Logo milkat milta hai terko.
Oh shit. And like me as a dumb like 8-year-old or whatever in Mangalore would just go into the cow shed and just chill with them. Like, and then I would agitate them because they're not used to me, right?
Mm.
It's like, he's not this boy near my tits, kind of. So once they try to like fucking, you know, in Konkani they say hantung, which was like just fucking like,
oh yeah, just kind of like nudge you out.
Nudge you out and with a pointy end, okay?
Yeah.
My grandpa had to come and just like hold him from the thing and like him up and all that.
Yeah.
But it was nice. I used to enjoy it. I would feed them grass and all time they knew me.
Yeah. You see a good buffalo and I want to ride that into battle, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those big ass one. And it's just like, they're giving. You know what I mean? They're giving. They're just,
what's supposed to be giving.
Yeah. They're just sitting there and giving and you're just taking. Oh, maja gaya yaar. Ek mast buffalo pakda do, main khush rahun.
I guess that's why like when the guy who comes to take your life, right, at the end.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yamraj.
Yamraj, yeah.
He has, he
I'm
comes
like Grim
on a
Reaper, the Hindu Grim Reaper. Who's the mythical.
I'm glad you didn't say the Grim Reaper comes on a buffalo.
that'd be a whole different vibe. No, like sky, buffalo, oh fuck.
Oh.
We have to marry these cultures. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, yeah. Like, I feel like this whole tour is a story,
but
right?
Did you realize you like soldiers and buffaloes? You like buffalo soldiers. Walking in the hang. We'll take a short break and come back in the next half of Vartha Lab. See you soon.
Latin America.
Welcome to Vartha Lab, second half.
Hey.
On this solo journey, isolated from guests.
Oh, and tired. Touring is very tiring, Naveen.
It is.
And with time, it gets more tiring. This time, Shubha was with me. It's very different logistics when your wife comes with you on a tour. Because I've never had a wife before this. So it's like, you know, account for two people getting ready and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like today morning, I think that's why we almost missed the train. Because in my head, it's like, if I have to leave the hotel by 7:45, I can wake up at 7:15, take a shit, wash my face, brush my teeth, have a smoke and bounce. But then when two people have to take a shit.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, and you can't even do that double-decker thing.
Yeah, or side system. The human centipede of shitting. Just...
You know, like, I knew I loved my wife, but when we started eating each other's shit, that's when.
Yeah, literally, like before coming for this recording, I take a dump and Abhi was like, I'm having diarrhea. So I'm like, okay, then I'm going to use the toilet. You can diarrhea in the bathroom. Just like pour a bucket of water after you, I guess. Yeah, there's some things that you have to like learn as couples.
But it's been very hectic. Like, I didn't even realize where the time went because I got the marriage happened and then we went for honeymoon.
Mm.
We came back from honeymoon. And then we got, then immediately the tour started, dude. And in the middle, I had like a 1 week where I had to go to my in-laws' house, which is a great experience, by the way, because they really like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
they like you or they like you?
No, like, it's like, dude, like, you're the best. You know what I mean? Like, how in my house, she was the best. Because, like, she married this hump of coal. You know what I mean? And in her house, it's like the opposite, right? And it's so much fun, dude. Like, I can drink with my father-in-law and all.
Nice.
It's damn fun.
You're the man.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of venerance for them.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
My father-in-law is what I feel I will become one day. Because, like, he's made the most of what he has. Like, he has one balcony running through the house. And he's turned that balcony outside his room into, like, a alcove. Like, into, like, this spiritual, peaceful, you know, he's made a lot of plants. And
Zen garden.
LED lights he's gotten.
Okay, I see.
And then he got a speaker, a Chinese speaker with an LED in it.
Nice.
So then he sits there. And then that day we were drinking and I was playing music, you know. I've gotten a taste of what he enjoys. He likes instrumental music and he likes Kenny G a lot.
Nice.
And he likes Chinese instrumental music.
So he must watch a lot of wedding videos. I realize.
Oh man.
They have lights and Kenny G.
But I guess so much fun. And then the tour started and touring is very hectic. I think what makes it more hectic is the fact that I still think I'm 24.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't have it in me to do this 3 ghanta soke utke fir wo chair car mein kaise bhi teda madke so jao and all that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't happen, man. Like, now when I get the comfort of taking flights everywhere, for example, and I've taken way too many of those over the last few months, just to the point where you're just like, ugh. Like, if an airport does something little bit out of the ordinary, I'm like, ugh.
I completely relate, dude. It's like, and you know what annoys me the most about airports? Is the people in the airports. Because most of those people, na, they're there for work. And you can tell. Because they do the thing that they need to do and they get to the flight. Those motherfuckers on vacation, those guys will fuck you up. They'll ruin your day.
Yeah, they're just there. For example, like in Manipur only at Imphal Airport, like they have 4 conveyor belts running, but 1 security point. Okay, and that's across genders. Like, the ladies can go in their little thing and men are going to work like this. But everybody's just like, and the baskets are coming at a very slow rate, okay? So, like, now there's a fight for baskets.
Yeah.
And everything has to go in baskets.
Yeah.
So, now this, I'm just like, I stood in line patiently with this whole chaos. Like, people are like, full fish market vibes happening. And I tried my best to, like, get to the front logistically, nicely, quietly, and then grab a basket. This one man comes from behind me, grabs the basket and fucking hits me in the face while taking it back.
Nice.
Just because he wants to take it faster than me. And I'm like, what have you achieved? And now we're going to stand the same line.
Yeah. And the worst is when they're nowhere close to the fucking point where they need a basket.
Exactly.
And they're holding baskets.
Their pants are still held by their belt.
Yeah.
Their shoes are still on.
Yeah.
And they have those kind of shoes only that need to be scanned.
And they never take them off.
Yep.
They never take them off.
They send back again. They forgot their boarding pass in their back.
They forgot the sikka inside the pocket. They left their wallet inside. They thought it's okay to wear a smartwatch.
Yeah.
You, I'm talking about you. Improve yourself. Or you will be the reason I go off the handle one day at the airport and kill you.
There'll be a massacre on the airport.
Yeah.
They'll name me after the airport. Not the airport after me, sorry.
Name me after the airport.
Naveen International.
What's your favorite airport?
In India, I would say Bangalore's good.
Yeah.
Even though it's far away.
Yeah.
But it's just like they've made little oasis over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just get out, there's booze, there's food, there's everything Bangalore is known for.
Yeah.
Fruit, sweets, everything is there.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's very like what I was saying about the equilibrium of having a belt that corresponds to a security point, right? Like it's fast, the things are there. One of the first few airports to have that automatic basket system also.
Yeah.
So I know that even though if I check in at like 12, I'm getting to my flight, which is at 1 Aramse, because everything is like smoothened out from that point on. And generally I think even the CISF people over there are not assholes.
Yeah.
Like in Delhi, like they'll make me take my mask off, take my clothes off to just verify it's me, you know? And I'm like, it's me, bro.
Yeah.
Why would I pay so much money to come and lie to you?
Yeah.
You know, just like, let me go and fly at the worst point. And those are the airports where like at T3, for example, there's a massive like departure thing, but it's always packed.
Always
how
packed.
Is it always packed, dude?
Yeah.
Like, how did you become an international airport? At what rate did you think that people will enter? And if your entry people are just being, because now there's a barcode scanner for you to, exactly the need for a barcode scanner was that I have a ticket, which means that I get entry based on this ticket, which has a barcode. So if I scan it, I enter, which means it's me.
Yeah.
Unless I've killed a person, taking their phone, their identity and everything, it's me.
Yeah.
Then why do you need one more guy to verify that same thing, which is holding up the line? Use your brains, people in Delhi.
And the minute you leave this country and go to another country, like Dubai,
Yeah, right? Dubai.
And in, like the first time I remember I was an adult, went to Dubai for, I think I went for work only, obviously. And fucking, I'm going there and I have my boat pass and my passport and my, all the things and all that. And I'm like, who do I show it to? Nobody's seeing
there's
it.
There's nobody there.
Yeah, there's nobody there. Then I went to security guy, I said, aren't you going to check? They're like, why? Why would I check? Like, yeah. Just fucking go now. Then yeah. You get to the security, you're taking off shit, you're removing this, that. They're like, dude, no, just fucking put it through.
Yeah.
Just simple thing. Why would you pat someone? They have a metal detector. If it detects metal, if it does not beep when I walk through it, why do you still need to run that yeah. fucking stick up my ass?
Your cavity is safe.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeh, sab scam hai.
बहुत टाइम पास करने का इन लोगों को क्या क्या मजा आता है इन लोगों को लाइक आई वाज एंड सेम एट इंफाल एयरपोर्ट आई वाज ट्रीटेड लाइक अ मेन लैंडर एंड आई फेल्ट अ रिवर्स रेसिज्म बिकॉज माय अम्ब्रेला आल्सो वेंट टू द स्कैनर एंड देन इट वाज जस्ट लाइंग ओवर देयर एंड आई एम लाइक कैन समबडी प्लीज एंड दे लुक्ड एट मी एंड नन ऑफ द मणिपुरी गार्ड्स वर लाइक यू नो वी डोंट गिव इट टू यू यू फकिंग स्टैंड ओवर देयर एंड देन सम दिल्ली गाय केम एंड गिव इट टू मी लाइक या यू नो यू फील इट नाउ हां You we do this to them and they just back to us. Said,
wow.
It was nice in a way. Yeah. But like coming back to the airport conversation, yeah. The reason I'm saying it is like it becomes just like you're used to it.
Yeah.
Just like going to the grind and somehow thankfully like the production has gotten an understanding not to book me in middle seats because I'm just like, come on man. Like, you know.
Basic.
Itna to hard work kiya maine to not be there. And so all of this happened. But now when I think about it, the older days where like I was in a bus for 10 hours sleeping like this on a reclining seat that just goes like some inches behind you, okay? And that was like for hours and hours I was okay with that. Yeah. I arrived fresh, I'm like, yes, now how many more activities shall we do?
Yeah.
And now I get off an airport which is a two-hour flight or whatever. I'm like, which is the nearest bed, man? Which is like, where can I go and lounge about?
I swear. I still remember going to Bangalore. Because my ex was sick and I had just like, I had to go and I couldn't afford a flight. So I took a bus. 17 and a half hours, it said. It said.
Yeah.
That's what it said. It took 21 hours to get there. Okay. And it stopped everywhere for any reason whatsoever. They didn't give a fuck where they were stopping and what stops they were taking. And I thought it was an illegal drug bus because random fucking on the highway, nothing for miles, not even a highway stop. The guy is stopping and delivering packages. So it must be some shit, right?
Yeah.
And I remember just like my whole body was hurting and this and that. And now, you know, like, you remember that Amit Tandon tweet? Amit Tandon has this great tweet. He says, you know, you've grown and all when you look forward to the, you know, you go from taking the shampoo in the 5-star hotel to bringing your own shampoo to the 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I now start slowly sort of feeling that. When I used to take the buses and all everywhere, my packing routine was very different. I would have a small pillow, I would have an extra towel because I know ki udhar railway station pe haath mun dhoke thoda fresh hone ka hai.
Correct, yeah.
Abhi ye sab cheez main leke aata hai par iska koi zarurat nahi hai. You know what I mean? It's like a tailbone.
Yeah.
I don't really need it for anything. I just happen to still carry it. This time, I have one of those quick dry towels. This time in Baroda. And throughout this trip, this tour also, I've been like, every time it's just
habit. How does it dry quickly?
It's made of microfiber cloth, I guess. That's what helps it dry quickly.
Nice.
Yeah. And Decathlon has them. They're very nice. So, get the thing. And this time, in Baroda, they didn't have towels.
In the hotel?
The hotel did not have towels.
A 5-star hotel?
Like a nice 3-star business
a hotel. Generally, hotels should have towels.
Yeah. So we called up and we said, there are no towels. They said, no, there are towels. First they said, there are towels. And I was like, bhai chutiya hai kya? Mere ko dikhta nahi hai kya? Oh, there's no, I know there's not, I can't, there's no way to prove to you over a phone that there's no towel here, right? Like,
yeah.
I was like, if you want to come up and check my room, there are no towels. They're like, actually, hai na, sir, wo laundry se towel hi nahi aaya aaj.
Correct.
So there are no towels in the whole hotel and there will be no towels for another day.
Yeah.
And I was like, then why am I paying money? But then my towel came in handy.
They were like, get your own towel. And they were like,
finally.
With microfibers.
I took a bath. I put it to dry. Shubha took a bath. By the time she finished, it was dry.
Wow.
Boom.
Made with a bath only, you guess.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, cool.
Yeah. It's also fun to see, like because it's, like, I know each city has its own tempo. So I know where to argue with the guy and where to let it go.
Yeah.
She doesn't get it yet. Today morning, we're getting late for the thing. The rickshaw wala randomly just stops and starts talking to some dude. And she's screaming, bhaiya, please. I'm like, idhar nahi hai ye sab. They don't give a fuck about time.
Yeah.
Here, they're like, you are late. You should have left early. Not my problem.
You phone me.
And the guy is talking to the guy. And I'm like, just talk to him later. Mobile number. Talks. And then he's like, अच्छा चल तेरे को बाद में कॉल ही कर देता हूँ. I'm like, what the fuck, you have mobile phones, guys? क्या है ये behavior? It's such a balanced dude. Every time I go on tour, my thing is, when I'm at home, I eat एकदम safe, एकदम साफ. When I'm on tour, I want to eat the things that I eat there when I eat them.
Yeah.
It's also part of routine. It also helps with anxiety, right? But to Shubho, it's like, ये तो सिर्फ junk खाता है हर जगह पे. But it's like, it's not just the junk element. It's also the fact that it's, लाइक शो खत्म हुआ फिर जाके यहाँ जाके ये खाया तो फिर मेरा नींद भी मस्त आएगा. मेरे को पता है कि ये चीज मस्त रहता है ये टाइम पे.
All that will change, I'm telling you.
It will change.
In the next 3-4 years, everything is gonna be like शो के बाद 20 साल खाना पड़ेगा, you know. So I can like shit nicely next morning. Maybe it's just a me issue, I don't know.
No, I get you. My whole stomach thing has been bad. I got sick right before the tour,
yeah.
And the doctor gave me this antibiotic.
Probiotic.
Antibiotic. Okay, he gave me.
I have a probiotic for
eating. And he just
eating, yeah.
Destroyed my entire stomach and it's just not recovered yet. So I'm hoping this week is the week where it gets better.
You know, that's what gays say when they get a big cock. Like, he destroyed my insides and now it's not been the same. I have not been feeling the same, yeah. Walking the same.
Ek augmentin naam ka loda.
I know, an augmentin.
Mere andar 5 din ke liye twice a day gaya.
Yeah.
Tabah kar diya usne mujhe.
Oh shit, man. Some of those gay pornos out there, I don't know what, how they ever recuperate after that. It's just like, you know, like, I didn't know what like the rosebud system was until
what's
like
the rosebud system.
I don't know what rosebud is.
Tell me.
you know
my legs.
Abhay, nobody knows what rosebud is.
Abhay, you are the worldly person. You should know all
yeah,
this.
But this is like pretty NSFW if you're listening to it with your family. Why?
Why? I'm listening to this episode.
Yeah. But you know, like when like a group scene happens,
okay.
and then everybody's kind of taking turns.
Right.
After a while, it becomes a little too wide. So then they turn it inside out. A prolapsed anus is called a rosebud.
What?
I want to turn the mic to the entire room. So,
what?
So everybody can see. गान बाहर नहीं आ जाता है. It's just like how do like just look at a prolapsed anus afterwards.
No.
Just Google it on incognito mode something.
If my asshole could talk right now, it would not because it's so tight.
Yeah, it's puckered up like a buttercup. I know.
Yeah. Is that another thing?
No. In a way it is. In a way it is, because then like when you're going to something that loose,
yeah,
then you have to like pucker up to get that feeling of the first time.
Here's what's interesting to me.
Sorry.
I assumed if it's a group scene, then more than one guy is getting it in the butt.
No. Usually it's just like one passed around.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a fetish. That's like a bukkake.
I get you. In Baroda, there was some random joke I made about stepbrother, stepsister porn. And like everybody in the audience laughed a very knowing laugh. and I did not expect it to work. So
yeah.
I was just like, hey, sick. And I literally, I have the recording. There's a moment I can, like, you can hear me go, Hey, did you just laugh at that shit?
Yeah.
Did all of you just laugh at it? Tum log sab dekh rahe hai. And they just all start clapping.
Yeah, the normal laugh is like, ha, 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 ha. A knowing laugh is like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
It's like, what I realized is that Pornhub is systematically suggesting step-sibling porn to people.
In Gujarat.
Yeah, I think it's after Game of Thrones.
Correct.
I genuinely think Game of Thrones has been a big impetus to this.
Yeah. Now when I'm watching House of the Dragon,
yeah.
Like there's a scene where like an uncle and niece start making out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like watching like, yeah, matter of fact, like, yeah, whatever.
This is what happened. I was
it's
watching
so
it with Shubho. Shubho is just like acting like this is happening. And I'm like, what was it? But
yeah.
You know?
They're like Surakshit Safed Mere Bal. They're just like worried about Vasmol.
But like now I'm an uncle, dude. I can't watch that the same, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's kind of, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's not
like,
okay.
I think of my little nephew, you know, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't want him to rosebud him at any point. I'm sorry. Game of Thrones started it. I'm just
my
like,
nephew started going to school. Mm. So adorable.
You're still talking about a nephew after all this.
Yeah, but he's so cute. You know what to do. And he started going to school. And my bhabhi, like they have a school app. Okay. This is Seattle. So obviously there's an app.
Yeah.
So they have a school app. And they get,
they cannot do gun shooting.
And then on the app, all through the day, the teachers have to post constantly photos and videos.
To prove that they're alive.
Ki kya ho raha hai?
Zinda hai ye.
So I've been watching, and like my brother told me, it's expensive school and all this and that. You know how it is. I'm looking at the photos, dude. And suddenly I had this realization. Ye ladka Seattle mein padh raha hai. Ek bhi gora bachcha kyun nahi is class mein? So
I've taken over education.
I was like, hey, tum log sachi mein Seattle ho ki nahi ho, firstly.
Yeah.
Then I messaged, I said, Aditya, I think, you know, the amount of fees you're paying, there have to be at least 3 white kids in this class. And my brother like, nahi, wahi goli marte aage jaake.
Wahi. Unko nahi milte admission, but we homeschool karte unko. But we log khate apne maa baap ka drugs, Valium.
So
pumped up kicks.
Yeah. But apparently, the reason why there are no white kids in that class is because, or rather, there's only one white kid in that class. God bless that white kid. But it's because they teach Sanskrit in the school.
Nice.
My nephew is
traveled all the way from India to Seattle. Yeah.
And is learning Sanskrit, which I think is kind of cool because I never learned Sanskrit.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't, were you in CBSE? No, na?
No, I was in
SSC. That's a state board, na?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, so then you know exactly what I mean.
We're Marathi kids.
Oh, boom.
There's no like...
Fulbadi ma.
Fulbadi ma. Oh, that was the best. I told you that story, na, on the podcast. Yeah. I said, oh, shit. Habag maza gulab. For context, listen to any of the shows. I don't know where it was said.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, right?
In fact, you can find that episode and send it in to us and we will be able to...
We will be, yeah. Also, what we're doing now onwards, yeah, because we were very impressed by the rat.
The rat was too good,
Picasso,
guys.
No, Picasso nahi. Van Gogh style.
Van Gogh style of rat stealing Momo.
Yeah, that was very much inspired. Yeah. And more stuff like that. Send stories to us. Today we spoke about
If incest. You have access to this AI stuff.
If you have an incest story.
If you can make a buffalo that you can ride into battle.
Reaper on the buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen.
Boom.
Send us your art, the Grim Reaper on the buffalo.
Oh man, that would be great.
The best art gets to come and meet us in person. How about that?
Yeah, I don't mind, man. I'm on tour also. So unless you live in some godforsaken, I mean, I won't call the place godforsaken, but you godforsaken.
Yeah. You can meet us virtually also. So whatever.
Very happy to do this.
God forsaken you, that's why Grim Reaper came.
But on this tour, it's been so nice. So many Vartalab fans have been coming to shows. And
that's for sure.
It's been great.
Vartalab fans are the OGs. I've been stopped at the airports, at like random places in Delhi, in Hampi, in a restaurant, somebody knew us. Okay, and it's just because they watch our comedy and then they get why extension of Vartalab. Vartalab is an extension of us, essentially. Yeah. And thanks a lot for being such wonderful people, friends.
And like I feel very nice and grateful when somebody recognizes me from the comedy. But when somebody says Vartalab, no, I just feel
you're the OGs. Yeah, you're the OGs.
Oh man, it's like mere bachche ka friend mila mere ko.
But usko chhod denga nahi. Mere bachche ko chhod denga. Okay. Cool. I think that's it for us on this episode.
I think we've laughed. Remember, as Naveen has so succinctly put it, bachche ko chhodne ka nahi. That's the one takeaway from today's.
Suna ki nahi, Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm watching that show right now. It's kind of... They make you want to care for Jeffrey Dahmer, man.
Who's Jeffrey Dahmer?
He was that guy who killed a lot of gay men.
Oh, yeah.
Unko poison karne ka,
the senator.
Ka. Cannibal. No, he was a full, psychopath.
Oh.
No senator. That was Jeffrey... who's that who killed himself?
Yeah, Epstein. No. First of all, let's clarify this. Epstein was fucking murdered.
Yeah,
don't for a second think he's killed himself.
That's the hashtag. No, yeah. Jeffrey killed himself. Like, yeah.
No. There was a senator who was secretly gay and killed a lot of people.
That also a move. Yeah, that was a...
There was a guy.
Huh, what's his name? I kind of find him hot.
You know what? Just send it in. Or make artwork of Grim Reaper on a buffalo getting that guy.
Yeah.
That
Booth? Milks? Harvey Milk Booth?
Harvey Milk was a different guy.
I'm thinking of...
That was Sean Penn.
It'll come to me.
No, White Knight Riots wala.
Correct. That I remember, Where he got shot in the hand and then the face.
Yeah. The white guy, that guy killed him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Awesome. So much for writing and thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. If you enjoyed this solo endeavor, let us know.
We'd like to do this more. We don't get to talk only otherwise about random buffaloes. It's very important to do.
Yeah. We call something a buffalo, then the guest mom gets offended. We don't want that.
See you.